What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back again for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from K-State University, recording another Football Friday episode. Now, this ain't going to come out till probably next week, more than likely because I got RE1 scheduled to come out tonight. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast, all things K-State sports, recording this next edition of the schedule, Big 12 schedule, June 5th, 2026. Appreciate y'all again for listening to another episode of this podcast. I know we're scaling back slightly, usually daily podcast, all things K-State sports. And as I'm sitting here right now, we're getting ready to wrap up the athletic calendar year 2025-26 with a track team. I know I've been saying that a lot because, look, track and field team, they're the only team in action currently right now. So there's that right now. But so the preview, I just gave y'all a clue that I previewed a little bit, and we're going to go back through the schedule. I know we're sitting here first weekend of June and all that, but hey, football season going to be here at the feet of our doorstep here for too long. Countdown to football season's on. New head coach Colin Klein. In a previous episode, we looked at the first three games of the Big 12 schedule. Before that, we did a couple episodes on the non-con schedule because of the time set for all three of those. And of course, we kind of looked at, you know, the situation with those games. So again, if you're a new listener to this podcast, make sure you subscribe first to this podcast. Second of all, go back and listen to those episodes back again before you listen to these. Again, we're going to get our reaction from a couple of guests here. Obviously, Alex Aiden later on this summer, honorary guest. And of course, hopefully for at least one more. That I know who's going to be hopping, who wants to hop on this show. I've been saying that for the last couple of months, and I haven't thought, I ain't followed through on it because I'm too worried about a big track meet myself for the morning. And of course, I've been running around crazy with the head cut off at work, so I got that going on. But anyways, I had it ready up here. Okay, so now we're at the next third, right? We're going to pick up where I left off. So Arizona State. You got to go to Tempe October 24th. And the last time we played this team, we did not play this team last year. I probably need to go ahead and that means need to pull up the Big 12 standings here again real quick while on you. Yeah, last time we played this team, let me see here, football standings 2025. There we go. Yeah, last time we played this team at home, we got actually dominated, and I'm going to keep on using this theme, this saying that I've been saying all week. Arizona State came to Manhattan and set the tone for that rest of that game. I think Avery Johnson turned the ball over, if I remember correctly there. Of course, Avery Johnson, a huge piece back for this team, K-State, I'm talking about. This is the K-State podcast, but Arizona State came in there, just had a different attitude. Then K-State came in there with, I don't necessarily a lot to prove, but they were on a mission. They were on a mission, and they achieved it. They achieved it there. Yeah, I remember right there saying, again, I've used this term all week, and hopefully it could come to fruition tomorrow night on my end. Set the tone, and hit him in the mouth. That's what this Arizona State team did 2 years ago. Really came out, set a tone, and punched K-State in the mouth. K-State never really responded at all. So I'm hoping to do that tomorrow night on the track. At least that's the saying. Let's see if we can go get it done. But anyways, it was not trying to figure off too much. See, that's what I'm talking about. I've been way too focused on tomorrow night. And oh, by the way, there will be little bit of summary of the KC Metro Mile on this show, and of course, even a more broader picture postcast reaction on the EG3 side of things, the 3 Wide Podcast, EG3, aka the EG3 podcast, coming whatever happens tomorrow night. But yeah, Arizona State came in there and said, all right, this team ain't got nothing. But then Arizona State, again, you can't win games on paper. You got to go out there and prove it. That's just everywhere. You can only do that for so long. You got to go out there and get the job done. K-State did not. Now you got to travel over there, of course, after this homecoming game against Kansas. And Arizona State last year was a little bit up and down last year. 8-5, I'm looking at last year. 6-3 in the conference. They were up. They got upset a little bit last year. So, and I believe, did Arizona State get a, now, this has been a while back. So, again, I have not looked at all the rosters. I need to put a note. Maybe in July, start looking at these rosters on these teams for K-State's sake there as well. But, yeah, just remember that game is sitting there up here watching a game like, we're going to lose this game. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you have to set a tone. Arizona State did what they had to do. And, of course, you have a young coach who's a fiery head coach in their own right, and they came into Manhattan and just spanked K-State. so now you got to go over there a year later. You got to get your get back. So, again, we'll know, again, more on these two teams, where they stand at heading into the showdown October 24th. So that's, the times ain't even set yet. Not even close. So other than the first three non-conference games that are on K-State scheduled, the Pro Watch Podcast, all things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer here recording on the next third of the Big 12. We're going right through the schedule. You're getting my thoughts. You're going to get even more thoughts from other folk as we move along this summer. And this is a two-game. So this is a two-game stretch. And remember, I believe if I'm remembering this correctly, K-State's got what? First five or six of home games. Something like that. And then the rest of the way, you got a lot of road games. So, you got Tempe, and then this is a quick, hold up a minute. Oh, okay, I got it. I was like, whoa, it's quick turnaround. Okay, so then right after that, the following week, Colorado. And it feels like not too long ago that we played this team in Colorado. And that's where, of course, this team escaped in Boulder, Colorado there, in that late game there. Avery Johnson, the heroics, they're late. So I don't know how this Colorado team's going to be, honestly. Deion Sanders at the helm. Colorado, of course, this was a team that we beat. This was the final game last year in Manhattan where K-State kind of struggled against Colorado. Colorado finished 3-9, 1-8 in the conference there. So we will know a lot more better situation of where these teams stand at this point of the season. So you have that. And then finally, we're going to stop when we come back home November 7th, later on this fall, Lord willing, against Oklahoma State. And if you've been an everydayer of the show or follow the show, we have three former Oklahoma State players on this team now that have upside. One that comes to my mind right now, oh boy, I only can think of their last names. Oh, we'll just go ahead and say it. Fields, one of them, the backup running back. As of right now, we don't know. That's going to be competition to Joe Jackson. Oliphant, the linebacker who can play at multiple spots. We went over this a little bit last fall. They had each of them had episodes there. Oliphant and who else was there? There's a D lineman, Gregory. Yeah, I believe last name Gregory, if I'm not mistaken. There, Gregory and Fields had freshman all freshman accolades. So that's telling you something right there. Now I probably should pull up the depth chart there on these guys. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that real quick while I'm typing it, while I'm thinking about it. Yeah, let's just do that. Oh, boy. K-State. Yeah, we're going to do it here. K-State. Let's see. K-State depth chart. Let's see here. This is the Pro Project Podcast. Oh, no, not Ohio State. Oh, boy. Why? This is not a Ohio State podcast now. Come on now. All right, there we go. So there's that. Yeah, so Ohio. So no, now you got me saying it. Oklahoma State, November 7th. Again, time is yet to be determined for these games. Now, let me see. Yes, Rodney Fields Jr. All right, yes. Had all freshman accolades last year. Right now, and he's the number two right now. For now. Wendell Gregory, yep. Boom. Wendell Gregory, also all freshman accolades last year. And he's right now, according to the depth chart I'm looking at, could be starting at one of the defensive ends, right, on that defense that, for me, is probably more loaded than I thought, right? And then, last but not least, Jacoby Olafant Jr., also a sophomore. Again, so we have, that's what comes to my mind. We have three net players, former players, now on our squad. And on, firmly on the depth chart. At least according to what I'm looking at right now here, Friday, June 5th. Right, so I'm excited for all three of them. They're gonna make an impact on this team, and hopefully when it comes to that point, when facing their old university, Oklahoma State, they can make a huge impact on their former university. So, again, that's a home game. Obviously, Oklahoma State, they were bottom of the barrel last year. Did they win a game? Because we struggled against them in Stillwater last year. That was bad. And I think Ronnie Fields had one of his best games against K-State. One of the better games of the year against K-State. Now he's on our team. That was a nip and tuck game right down to the final couple of minutes of that game in Stillwater a year ago. So I think under direction of this new coaching staff, Colin Klein and company, I got a feeling it's going to be much, much different. win's a win, but that was a really, really struggle against Oklahoma State. So that's the next three games that we just went through in the Big 12 schedule there. Arizona State is probably going to be a hard game on the road in Tempe, October 24th. Colorado to end the month of October at Boulder, the 31st, and then November 4th is the Oklahoma State game for K-State in Manhattan, Kansas. So, yeah, man, that's an interesting stretch right there with two road games, and then you get back home to Bill's Tyler Family Stadium for the Oklahoma State game. And, again, we'll know more about these teams, a lot more understanding. We'll have a lot more better understanding, not just about K-State, obviously, but for these other teams that Colin Klein and his team, Joe Jackson, Avery Johnson, Deshaun Rich and others know about their opponents going in to those respective games. The Pro Project Podcast, all this case sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free available daily or when it's just a court. Case content, you know what it is. We're on iTunes, Spotify, the Pro Project Podcast, all this case sports. Make sure you tell a fellow case stater about this podcast, and we continue to move through the hot days of summer and get you that much closer to 2026 K-State football season. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California, it's Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State. This has been another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports or cats.